Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a new miracle drug, even though it's not quite miraculous. Why is the first drug in nearly two decades to get approved in the fight against Alzheimer's causing such a ruckus?
If this is successful, if we can show improvement or delay in symptom progression in people with Alzheimer's disease, that's a game changer.
That's Dr. Catherine Mummery in 2016 talking about a drug which most of us had never heard of back then, aducanumab, a drug that supposedly slows down Alzheimer's. Catherine Mummery runs the Dementia Research Centre at UCL. 5 years after that interview, she's leading the test trials for aducanumab in the UK, and it looks as if her cautious optimism might have paid off. Because on Monday, the Food and Drug Administration in the US gave aducanumab the green light. Kind of. The drug was approved on something called an accelerated pathway. This basically lets the FDA give the rubber stamp to a drug for a serious illness or disease that doesn't have many other treatment options, even before there's conclusive evidence that the drug actually works. If there's only one show in town in the fight against Alzheimer's, you're probably going to give it a try. But it's controversial because there's a fierce scientific debate about how well aducanumab works. So why is this supposed miracle drug so contentious?
After almost two decades without having any innovation, it's a new day. It's some hope, finally, for the patients and their families. It's a new chapter that is being opened that we're going to write together with the patients.
Alzheimer's is an unforgiving, irreversible, and fatal disease. Little by little, it robs a person of their ability to remember things, speak, and eventually to move. And up until this point, Alzheimer's drugs have only targeted the symptoms, not the underlying causes of the disease. But aducanumab is supposed to attack the disease itself by reducing the buildup of things called amyloid plaques, the nasty stuff that some experts say causes memory degeneration.
We believe strongly that if the FDA approves this treatment, it will be a new day for Alzheimer's.
That's Harry Johns, the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association. And as you heard, he was keen to get aducanumab approved and available to patients. And he's not alone. Other patient groups are fierce supporters of the drug too. And it makes sense. For the first time in two decades, there seems to be hope on the horizon in the battle against Alzheimer's. But there is another side to all of this.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Controversial new treatment for Alzheimer's has been approved by regulators in the United States.
An event both hailed as a medical breakthrough by millions of Americans eager for a cure and as a controversial risk by some experts concerned about the drug's mixed clinical trial results.
For a drug like this to be given the green light and sold to patients, it has to go through a lot of testing and trials. Aducanumab started its journey in 2016. First, phase one, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, multiple-dose study. Bit of a mouthful, I know. And the results were promising. It seemed to wipe out a significant portion of the amyloid plaques and slow down the progress of the disease. The future looked bright for aducanumab. But in 2019, 3 short years later, things changed. The manufacturer, a company called Biogen, stopped phase two of clinical trials because preliminary results showed that it might not work. This decision came so abruptly that Dr. Catherine Mummery had to rush down to the clinic and tell the patients their treatments needed to stop immediately. But then they had this same data reassessed, and this time the results looked better. 8 months later, Dr. Catherine Mummery got an urgent, unexpected call saying they were back on. The company actually planned to submit the drug for approval after all. She was shocked. She could hardly believe it. Because when Biogen decided to pull aducanumab, the company lost a quarter of its market value. And for a moment, it was in serious trouble. The new analysis changed everything. The company's stock surged and things seemed to bounce back. But some scientists think they still haven't shown how much benefit patients really get from the treatment. And there are side effects, quite bad ones, including swelling and bleeding on the brain.
The data just aren't there right now to say that this is the drug to open up the new era for the treatment of Alzheimer's.
But none of this has deterred Dr. Catherine Mummery and the rest of aducanumab's advocates.
We'll give hope to the people that haven't had any hope for a very long time. Those patients and participants in my trials who are desperate to find something that helps.
Beyond the inconsistent data, many have pointed out the extremely high cost of the treatment. It's $56,000 a year. And with its tentative approval of aducanumab, some experts have suggested that the FDA has set a precedent. They think it might have lowered the standard that is needed to show a certain level of evidence of safety and efficacy for all kinds of treatments. $44 million people globally are living with Alzheimer's. The disease has a profound impact on patients and their families. And for so long, they were all told that whilst it can be managed, its relentless progression couldn't be slowed down. Aducanumab provides hope for all those people. But some experts warn this expensive drug that has, in the most generous readings of test results, only modest benefits, will inevitably slow down and obstruct the development of other Alzheimer's drugs. For Biogen and millions of people, is this the turning point? The beginning of a future where there's a cure for Alzheimer's? Or is it actually just false hope? Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode on aducanumab, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by Nimmo Omer and produced by Ella Hill.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.